What's up, gentle peoples? This is Chad the Bird. You're listening to my podcast, News Headlines. Bwee, 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 bwee. For the week of January 6th, 2018. Is that what day is today? That's Sunday, so that's when you say the week of, right?
Sure.
Okay, so first off, Trump, President of the United States, eyes emergency powers to pay for the border wall to end his shutdown. King Cheetos McLil Mittens said that he would almost say definitely that he would attempt to declare a national emergency around to get around Congress and push the $5.7 billion for the Department of Defense for his wall. I don't remember the last time I almost said definitely. That sounds like maybe an Alanis Morissette lyric. And maybe he's just getting soulful in his creepy old age. We also learned that the World Magnetic Model has been postponed to January 30th due to the ongoing U.S. government shutdown because King Cheetos McLittle Mittens just wants to have his cake and fart in it too, which means that we won't be able to figure out why the Earth's magnetic field has moved, which it has, towards Siberia until January 30th. So hold on tight. That's probably fine. And LG has unleashed the rollable television, which is a TV that rolls up into a little roll to keep you from having to hang it on your wall. Almost, one might say, like a newspaper. But what the fuck are those? And now for our top story, we go live to me.
Promise that you like me, cause it could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will.
What up, Scros, Gimboids, and Smegheads? Welcome to the future! According to the prophecies, we're speaking half Chinese now, starting to learn the three seashell technology in lieu of toilet paper. And we're all dressing in Blade Runner leathers like it's raining all the time, which it's not. It's mostly fire and occasionally a spring afternoon frolic in January if you're on the north side of things. So really, the hyper-retro Dayglo Fun Pop visor fashion of Back to the Future 2 would be way more appropriate, but that was so 2015. Either way, it's the future. Welcome to 2019. It's gonna be shiny, you grok me? Across the Facebook, people are posting their New Year's resolutions. Ways to better themselves in the future. Be the person they want to be. New year, new you. Even though it's just an arbitrary number measuring the Earth's revolutions around the sun that you started, humans, the gods give zero fucks about your goals. So just kill yourself at the gym or kill yourself with Cheetos and regular Coke, Tiffany. It's your world and only you give a shit. But you are what you eat. So maybe we'll start there. Food! Grub, grit, tuck, nommers, and snackables. It's what you crave. It's what you need. It's like one of the top three things that you need. Don't let your sadistic cousin's Instagram fool you. You do need to eat. It's important. No matter how hot she thinks she looks in yoga pants, you gotta eat. And that's like one of the top three things you have to do. In fact, the average person can only go about 3 weeks without food. Water is way more important. You get about 4 days max without that. But you know that. We all know that. Water is life, baby. But food is number two, so let's just eat, okay? No waiting, no need. You got reheatables in the fridge? Reheatable them and nom fantastic. Because in order to be what you eat, you gotta eat. But for those of you flat-earthing, climate-denying, YouTube-watching, anti-vaxxing basement trolls that keep trying to knock our society back to the Black Plague days because thousands of years of medicinal science is just not enough for you, and yet somehow you have a pet or a plant that's doing fine, I'm no doctor, but here's why you need to eat food. The human body, that's you, needs nutrients to work. Kind of like how your laptop needs power to function so you can jerk off incels. That's math. Math is also great.
You know nutrients. You've heard of them before. And there's a bunch of them. But the big ones are protein, carbohydrates, fats, vitamins, minerals, and good old water. And that's the key to goodness. And who doesn't like to feel goodness? Goodness feels good. That's why they call it that. That's old school. But wait! Where do we get all these nutrients? How the fuck am I supposed to feel good without easy access to the fucking feel-good nutrients? This reeks of government oversight. Did you get that out of your system? Great. Lucky for you, nature is way ahead of you and left you many avenues to nutrients that we've known about for as long as we've been around food. Oh, it was right in front of you all this time. Mystery solved. You are what you eat because what you eat breaks down and is used up by all of you. I mean, I'm no doctor. But it sounds like it's time to rejoice. Because your pizza, your scrambled eggs with green onions and a little dill. You drop mad cash on small plates and oysters. Congrats, that's you now. You're divine. You're delicious. You're a martini. It's Willy Wonka-esque, but like the victims of that chocolate factory-owning lunatic, being what you eat can go horribly wrong. Kids died in that story, by the way. Don't forget that. Children were murdered in that delightful family romp that you love. Diets. Diets. Just because you are what you eat doesn't mean you like the way you look. It's very personal, and Instagram is not making it any easier. Now granted, there are humans that need to diet because their body is not geared for certain foods. Sometimes it's an intolerance, sometimes it's an allergy. But don't confuse the two, or you'll end up with more dead kids than Willy Wonka's factory. Or the foods that you decided to eat do not contain enough of the nutrients that their own personal physiology needs to function properly, and it's time to drop the Jack's Pizza routine. Just come out of the bunker. There's a world of cheap eats that put color in your cheeks. But for the most part, diets are personal goals geared towards positive body image. And in the media madness of the future, it's hard to just look like you like. So do what you need to feel good. But make sure you're feeling good and not just, like, lightheaded. Like the kids that are on the keto diet. Okay. The ketogenic diet was all the rage last year and into this year. For whom the rage applies. Like, if you're face down right now in a Grubhub mania after a night of Manhattans, you're clearly not in the know about the rage. But you do you. Celebrities like Halle Berry and Jenna Jameson were all about this diet as a way to get healthy. Likes on Instagram. But still, they said it was about health. And who can argue with that? Health sounds great. Sounds healthy. Vinny from Jersey Shore caught the rage, as did a Kardashian, because that's what Kardashians need to survive. Rages and crazes are their sole nutrients. Don't judge. Just know your species. And in 2019, Chipotle is rolling out some keto bowls for those that caught the craze. But what is the keto diet? So that started back in 1920 as a treatment for epilepsy in children. And it worked pretty well, too, because science works like this. You replace your carb intake with fat. There's a bunch of ways to modify it to fit your lifestyle, but it's basically it's 75% fat, 20% protein, and 5% carbs. It's like Atkins, but with butter. But what's not to like about that? A lot, actually, especially if you're not a child with epilepsy. It will shed the pounds for sure after the vomiting and constipation stages, of course, but that's probably because you're not eating a lot of food, aka starving. And anyone who's ever had the flu knows how fast you lose pounds. In fact, in the beginning stages of adapting to the keto diet, may come down with the keto flu. And the experts on keto say in order to fight the flu, you must make sure that you're getting the right amount of food, which sounds like you're trying to avoid, but I'm not a doctor. But if all bacon, no pooping isn't your bag, why not go vegan for January? Veganuary is a charity encouraging people to try a vegan diet for the month of January and see if you dig it. Vegan means no animal products. Nunzo. If you have a friend who claims to be vegan but only on weekdays, they're not a vegan. They just drink too much and need to flush it during the week with a fiber blow from a vegan diet. Vegans eat a vegan diet exclusively. That's why they're called vegans. But don't freak out. If they're doing it responsibly, and by that I mean getting your nutrients, vegans can live a very healthy lifestyle. And it's good for the planet, because you're not adding to the demand for animals who fart and kill the atmosphere. That's science. And with places like TGI Fridays introducing a vegan burger that even bleeds like a regular meat burger because it has beet juice in it, that's the secret. Because when you're actively protesting the mistreatment of animals, I guess you miss the blood a little bit? And now Pizza Hut unveiled its new vegan pizza called the Jack and Cheese because it's made with jackfruit. So sexy, no? And the Greg's chain in the United Kingdom has released a vegan sausage roll because if you're actively protesting the mistreatment, you know what? Whatever. It's got corn in it. It's almost a mushroom. It's space food. Calm down. And all of this has pissed off Piers Morgan, who tweeted that nobody wants a bloody vegan sausage. To which all the major fast food chains, including White Castle, give it up for the Impossible Burger, have clapped back, showing off their vegan options that they've had for years, prompting Piers to tweet that he has been bullied and is now a vegan victim. Now, I'm no doctor, but as the Veganuary mission is to better the environment by using less animal gas, which pissed off Piers Morgan, who can literally shit out of his mouth, it means it must be working. Look, it's 2019. It's the future. It's new year, new you. But be responsible. It doesn't matter what others make of you. It matters what you're made of. You are what you eat, so eat right and eat healthy. Don't fall for fads and crazes. Just do what you gotta do to feel good. I'm no doctor, so maybe you should talk to one. My name is Chad the Bird. Find me on Facebook. I love you. Good night.
Chad the
Bird. Now, I know what you're thinking, Clark. What was that about the Earth's magnetic field shifting positions a little earlier? Because like, that sounds like it's a bigger deal than we were making it. It's actually not a really big deal. The issue is that the World Magnetic Model, which describes the planet magnetic field and underlies all modern navigation from the stuff that helps ships to Google Maps on smartphones, goes by the where the magnetic field at the top of the Earth is. Now, the thing is, it actually moves all the time, but for some reason that they can't figure out, it's moving farther towards Siberia, which is weird, and they don't know why it's happening. They call it the wandering pole. They think that it's probably because of science. And that's all I know. That's what I got.
Two things. First, I was actually thinking of cheese balls.
Ooh.
Second, does this mean Geostorm?
Maybe. Yeah.
That shit's scary.
It should be scary. No, it's not because of the magnets that's going to change the storms. It's just going to make things difficult for us to navigate because I have to redo where the center is, I guess, which means I have to set all the computers in the world. So at like midnight, just know that you're probably going to get an update. Wow. And you know how awesome that is. Just know that like halfway into Spider-Man, it's going to be like, oh, in order to play this game, you need to update now and restart. And you'll be like, fuck. I don't know why the Earth's magnetic field is impeding on my Spider-Man PS4 experience, but I don't understand it. But you just got to go with it. You know, you never question the updates. You just hit install now, and then you have to kill 2 hours. Which is what you were trying to do in the first place. Anyway, it's not super scary. It just means that the Earth's magnetic pole's moving and they have to reset all of this stuff and they can't because the US government shut down. So when your Uncle Patriot at your next family gathering starts talking about how Trump's really like digging his legs in and like holding fast, be like, cool, so what about the rest of us though? And if he's just like, burr, 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 you can be like, cool. So just know that your Google Maps probably going to get fucked up if this shit doesn't fix itself. But then again, that would mean that your Uncle Patriot believed in science. In other news, I don't know, cheese balls, right, Clark? Let's get some balls. Balls of cheese. Cheese balls.
Cheese balls sounds real good.
I could go for some cheesy balls. I could go for a face full of balls made of cheese. I'm just going to keep saying cheese balls.
I'm not taking this with you.
No, come on, man. Come on. Get in the raft with me. Let's go down this river. Balls, cheese. Cheese balls. Balls of cheese. Cheese balls. It's going to be the hit of the summer. If we just got to get a sweet fat beat behind it.
Yes.
How was your New Year's?
It was just fine.
So was mine.
Super mellow.
Have nothing else to say about it. The clock hit midnight. I watch Star Wars on New Year's Eve. If you started at a certain time, the Death Star blows up at midnight. That was pretty choice. And that was it. And then we drank some Bellinis. Because I'm that kind of bird. I'm into Bellinis. For those of you who are wondering what's going on, my name is Chad. I'm a bird. I have a podcast. I'm do the news. And then we do the top story live at the Paper Machete, which is at the Green Mill, every Saturday at 3 o'clock at Chicago's historic Green Mill Lounge, which I just said, but that's where it is. So write this down. Every Saturday, 3 o'clock, Chicago's historic Green Mill Lounge.
It's possible it will move after the magnetic shift.
It is currently moving, but because of the government shutdown, we don't know where the Green Mill is going to be. So just, you know, hold on tight, write your local congressperson. Not that they don't already know. Special thanks to the Barracudas for carrying us into 2019 with their kick-ass on promises that you heard at the beginning of the show. Special thanks to the Paper Machete for giving us the place to do the dance every Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Chicago's historic Green Mill Lounge. That show's free, by the way. You should just get there. But get there by 2 because it's crowded. Plus, it's like the winter in Chicago, which means it's going to get even more crowded because it's warm in there. Please rate and review my podcast because... that's just mighty nice of you. And find me on Twitter, find me on Facebook, find me on Instagram. I'm Chad the Bird. Not Chad Bird, I'm Chad the Bird, but I'm on Facebook as Chad Bird. Don't fucking complicate it. Just, you'll find me. It's really easy. I'm a pink bird in a tie. I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about bringing you the news. And I'm excited about you bringing your A game. So bring it. Welcome to now. Anyway, I'm starving. I don't know about you, but all that talk about vegan sauces just made me want to order a pizza.
Cheese balls, 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 cheese balls.